Hey, Catalyst crew. Welcome to Catalyst Corner, episode 94. I'm Evan.
I'm Jim.
We got some, we've been a little, you know, sporadic.
Yeah.
This month.
We have.
It's been busy. We got a lot. We got a lot to get into today.
We do.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. So, I get in the car the other day.
Yeah.
Brakes don't seem quite right. A little spongy, right?
Okay.
But I'm like, well.
You're rolling the dice.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, maybe it was just sitting for a day, right? We had snow, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah. Sometimes they get wet.
Right. So I'm thinking maybe it got wet. I hadn't driven it since the snowstorm.
Sure.
So driving a little bit more. Yeah, brakes hit. Go to brake again. Hits the floor. No brakes. Brakes gone.
Oh, no.
Bluetooth brake lines.
Wow.
As I'm out driving.
Oh, you're fucked.
Right, so thankfully.
How fast were you going?
Not very fast.
That's good at
least. Not very fast, right? But thankfully, you know, you can still stop eventually, right? Eventually. Not right away.
Yeah, because like the e-brake won't do it either, right?
Yeah, eventually.
Eventually.
Right? So that was something different. So I had to bring the car in to get that done.
Yeah. But had your brake lines cut, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. So someone's trying to kill me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently.
Well, hey.
So that was
you're kind of an asshole.
So. Yeah. I mean, deservedly so. So, you know, it is what it is. But I survived. Oh, so yeah, whoever did it, screw
here.
You.
All right. Good for you.
Yeah. How about
that's
you?
A little scary.
Yeah.
Oh, not bad. Busy. Making a lot of t-shirts.
People
are,
that's great.
You know, summer's coming, so, you know, people are getting ready for that.
Absolutely.
The friggin' dog today, though. Full-blown seizure.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that
sucks.
It's just the worst, you know? I'm fucking giving her pills twice a day, you know? And then when she has the seizures, they're bad, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's, you know, we got her in her bed and just resting, but goddamn.
Ugh.
You get used to it, you know. It was scary at first, but you feel bad because, you know, they get scared and everything. But other than that, you know, we're grooving. We're selling the shirts. We got the cons coming up.
Absolutely.
It's good. It's fucking good.
It's going well.
What have you seen?
So I got a couple things.
As do I.
So my partner made me go out to the movies.
Oh, my.
To
that's
the
a,
theater.
That
which
is
I
a that is a rarity.
Which, right. It's been a few years. Reluctantly, but
sure, she
you know,
dragged you out
she
there.
She dragged me out there. Yep. We wanted to go. We went to go see The First Omen.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to get into it because it's out in theater, so I don't really want to do spoilers, right?
Sure.
Other than to say, I hated this fucking movie. Hated it. It was so bad that when it ended, she apologized.
Wow, it was that bad.
She's like, sorry for making you come out. I'm like, it's not your fault that this movie was
god awful. That's not the one with Sydney Sweeney, right?
Where no, she's the that's non- the other one.
Yeah,
the,
okay,
the
all right.
The Immaculate
that
or something
one looks
like
pretty
that.
Good.
Yeah. This is a prequel.
Is to Damien?
Omen,
okay,
right?
Okay,
it's a prequel.
Yeah.
And here's the problem. And again, I don't want to get into it because it's spoilers, but I'm going to say this. Remember when we talked about The Last Voyage of the Demeter?
Yeah.
And how we hated the ending because it deviated and it leads to nowhere?
Yeah.
Same thing. This has an ending that doesn't, will never, and I think they want to.
It doesn't make sense.
Well, I think they want to spin it off to more movies, but the thing is, it'll never dovetail into The Omen.
Okay.
With the ending, right? So the ending obviously is going to go one way, which is to The Omen, but this other ending that they're going
to you've branched
will
the path
nowhere
at this point, right? Same with Last Voyage of Demeter. Like, you can't ever tell, you know, the regular Dracula story now because you've branched the path.
So
and generally, it's not a good thing.
No, and the thing is, the story that you're branching, I don't want to fucking see because it sucks. So not only did this movie suck up and to get to The Omen, but then you want to create the second branch of a story, which
like,
sucks even worse.
Right. You're just a shit path.
Yeah. But the other thing I saw, which wasn't a movie, which was an anthology called Suburban Screams. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, it's John Carpenter, right?
So it's John Carpenter. You think it'd be good, right? Possibly.
TV, right?
Yeah, it's TV. It's a six-part anthology, right? Where you have people, the real-life people, telling the story of what happened to them, and then they do the reenactment, right?
Right.
And here's the problem. And so they're awful. It's awful, right?
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
think John Carpenter really had anything
like
to do with it.
Like they put his name on it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's really
what
bad.
What is it? Does he do like the intros or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, he just does the... He does the intro.
Yeah.
Singular intro.
Oh, you just get once. Episode one.
That's it. But the biggest problem with all of them, right?
Yeah.
Is every story is missing a chunk of the story, right? So all of a sudden, it's like, I'm telling you this story, and then all of a sudden, you go to this, and here it is, and this is how it ended, and it's like, wait a minute. You skipped a big chunk. What happened? And they don't ever fill that gap.
Yeah, it's just incoherent.
Right. So it's like, all of a sudden, you're telling a story, and then you wrap that story up. Like, because they're only like 40 minutes long.
Right?
So they're very short. And so I would assume they're cutting something out of these stories to fit in, but every one of them is missing something so that when you get from the story you're telling to the ending, something is
missed.
There's
like a weird gap.
Yeah, there's a weird gap that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I don't think it did well. It didn't do well.
No. So I've seen nothing but garbage.
Yeah, you're just you're a little bit of a trash man right now.
Yeah, you know, and that's unfortunate because the horror genre right now isn't really producing all that much, and the stuff that it is really not doing well. So we're in a little bit of a slump here. So hopefully, there's some things on the horizon that look good. Obviously, Nosferatu coming out looks really good.
Come on now, but Robert Eggers. Like
other than
course.
That,
all right. So I saw two. I got two for you.
Good.
So I saw a movie.
Okay.
Imaginary.
Oh, with the teddy bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really hard to collect my thoughts. I didn't hate it.
Okay.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, because I mean, it did terrible in the ratings.
I think the problem is, if it takes itself very seriously.
Oh, does it?
If it didn't take itself seriously, I think it would have been a great movie.
And that's odd because the premise of it doesn't lend itself to take it seriously,
and like,
or it doesn't appear to be.
Even the creature is goofy looking.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It was too long. It was PG-13, so you know you're gonna get what you get.
Yeah.
The characters were two-dimensional.
Mm.
You know, you just had, you know, the older teenage girl is just a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Sure.
That's her whole personality, is she's just giving the mother, you know, the stepmother a hard time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. That's mm-hmm. all she fucking
that's
the whole time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the little idiot girl is, you know, the idiot girl. She's got to get sucked into the whole fucking thing.
Sure.
And it's just, you know, it was an interesting premise,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But just, you know, when I saw the trailer, I was like, okay, this could be kind of creepy.
Right.
I could get on board with
mm-hmm.
that. And then it starts playing out. And, you know, the first hour, nothing happens.
Really? Hmm.
And then the second hour, you know, is a bit more interesting. But I don't know, man. Like, it was, I just think if they either leaned into the camp or, I mean, that's all you could do, because there's no fucking way.
Right.
You know, especially with a PG-13 movie.
Yeah, you would think that you would have to lean into the camp if you're
PG-13. And the thing of it is it feels so campy, but they're all taking it so seriously.
That ain't going to work.
Yeah, it's odd. So I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing I saw, I'm only two episodes in.
Okay.
Fallout.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It is very good.
Is it? Okay.
And here's the thing. I love when these video game shows do well and have a female lead character.
Sure.
I'm all about it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's funny. It's gory. It's action-packed. It's good.
Yeah.
It is very good. And you have female lead.
Mm-hmm.
And she's fun. She's fun. She's
good.
Just a goofy,
excellent
character.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of good things about it online.
And I love when stuff like that does well.
Right.
Because then, you know, you can't point to us and say that we're misogynists when I say, yeah, but I like The Last of Us. and I like Poor Things, and I like Fallout, and all three of those have female leads. So, like, how am I a misogynist? I just don't like what you're doing.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly it.
And it's awesome that, you know, we're getting some great female stories now that, you know.
But that's what.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing. There's a character in there that is a they, them.
Okay.
Right? Just a side character. Just nothing. Right? And the only. They don't make it a thing. Something happens to this character, right? And then, you know, our secondary main is brought to the council, and they're talking, and they're like, oh, you know so-and-so, right? Do you know what happened to them? And that's it. That's it. They don't fucking say anything about the pronouns.
Now, is that person in the game, or is this just a created character?
No. So the nice thing about what they're doing with Fallout is they've taken the universe, and they're just telling their own...
Oh, okay. It's a made-up story in that universe.
Right, and, okay, cool. And with Fallout, it works, because, you know, they stuck to the, you know, what happened with the bombs and everything, and now you kind of just have, you know... They're doing a good job with sort of the chess pieces that they had, right?
Okay.
The factions and everything like that. But you do kind of have the freedom of just telling your own story.
Yeah, that's great.
And that's kind of, you know, always been a thing for me where it's like, just tell your own fucking Rings
of
Power.
Right.
Don't tell Rings of Power. Just tell your own fucking story in the universe.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And then people aren't going to get mad at you for co-opting beloved characters.
Exactly.
Nobody's getting mad at Fallout because they're all randos.
Right.
So it's like, oh, I have no expectations for these characters.
But if you're telling a good story, entertaining story, again, and we've been preaching this for, you know, over a year now. We're not saying you can't have female leads. If the story is entertaining, everybody will get on board with that. Just stop making them the way that they've been for the past five years.
Even with the, non-binary character, right? It felt natural because there wasn't any attention to it.
Yeah, it's just they live in this world.
Exactly. And that's the thing that really bothers me is that, you know, especially with you know, Disney and all those guys, instead of just having these characters live in the world, you have to fucking call attention to it.
Right. That has to be what they're about. That's the only thing that makes them anything is their identity. Not they lend nothing other than their identity. And that's been rejected wholeheartedly. And so the more you do it, the more it'll get rejected. But again, if you can have
exactly.
As
it's
long
nothing.
As they're part of the story.
And I say this as well. You know, like in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, he just died, unfortunately. The captain.
Yeah.
He was gay, but that wasn't
He was gay in the
show.
Oh, I.
But he wasn't. That wasn't his.
I mean, you never. I don't know. I know of the show, right? Yeah. And I know the person.
Yeah.
I never knew that. So
yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
It's not
a thing. It's not a talking point.
No.
Because
when he first
I didn't even know that.
They make kind of like the main guy makes a joke about it, and he's like, someone's like, oh yeah, he's gay, and he's like, no, that's not. He's my radar. You know, whatever. Stupid joke like that. And then you find out he's gay, and, you know, his husband pops up from time to time.
Okay,
but
that's
it's not,
fine.
He's not this fucking, like, that's not who he is. He's
right.
The captain.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just a facet of a complex person's, you know, personality, what makes them up, instead of it just being this fucking.
Yeah, it's not just virtue signaling.
No, and I saw it in Fallout, right?
Great.
Is it's just like, you know, do you know what happened to them? You know?
Perfect.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that.
And I was like, oh, that's exactly. And the thing is that I look for that kind of stuff because there is a natural way to incorporate. And that's the thing is we've never been anti-diversity.
Sure.
Never. But there is a natural way to include. And even if they were more of a main character, right? Just the fact that you don't have to call attention to it,
right?
And you just refer to them as they, them, or whatever. It's perfect.
Yeah.
You don't have to fucking introduce them and then, you know, have the secondary main go, oh, well, she's, you know, she's not as tough as the boys, and then have her go, it's actually they.
Right, and then you got to, then you're going to have a 15-minute lecture about, you know, how you are racist, misogynist,
right? Like
whatever.
Right.
Like,
you have no idea all the struggle, blah blah blah. And then the other thing they did. I don't want to keep harping on Fallout, but the other thing they did was there's a fight scene at the beginning between the main character, who's a female, and, you know, Raider, who's a male, and she's got kind of training and stuff like that, you know, like she's in the vault, so she's done all theoretical training. But he's stronger than her,
mm-hmm.
right? He's throwing her against the wall.
Yeah.
She wins by breaking a thing over his head and then, you know.
Sure.
Shanking him. But it's not that thing where it's like, oh, you know, you have a buff-looking dude and an average-looking woman, and she's able to just pummel this guy. No,
right.
He's using that gorilla strength to beat her up.
Yeah.
And I like that, because it's like, no. I'm on board with her because she knows she's not as strong, and she mm-hmm. has to use her brain.
Yeah. Which again, would mimic real life. In
right,
that, in a situation
see,
like that,
that's
that
another,
could
that's
be
another thing
something that,
that
happens.
Right, but that's just, it's so small, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it makes me go, oh, I like her.
Sure.
Because she knows that there's going to be bigger dudes out there that she can't physically overpower,
yeah.
but she still has a way to win because she's, you
yeah.
know, looking at other angles.
Yeah, she's not the greatest from day one.
No.
Better than everybody, stronger than everybody, smarter than everybody.
Right. But that's part of that hero's journey,
right.
is that there's no perfection there.
Exactly. So, and that's exactly what we've been looking for.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to keep going
yeah.
on that. So that
yeah.
and then you got Walter Groggins running around, which is, I like him. He's a goof.
Sure,
you
sure.
know. But yeah, no. Really good. So
excellent.
I would
excellent.
Recommend it. It's on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So
cool.
Check that out.
Very good.
All right. Let's move on.
Yeah, but what you just said kind of leads me into what I want to talk about as well.
Sure.
Because, you know, again, we just said we have no problem with female leads.
No,
if done correctly.
For sure.
The problem is, and diversity as well, the problem is that Hollywood has now been is gaslighting us to get into a war, and what they're doing is they're trying to insulate themselves from failure by using these type of things, being a bigot, racist, misogynist, you know, not liking different races, whatever, to protect themselves from ultimate failure and flops like we've been seeing for years and years. And let me give you some examples. We got the announcement that we're going to get a female Silver Surfer. Do you have a problem with that?
No.
And nor do I. Here's my problem. When it was announced, all we heard was the actress, I forget her name, is going to be playing the iconic Silver Surfer. No, she's not. That's gaslighting.
Well, so here's the thing, because in Sandman,
mm-hmm.
we had, you know, the Constantine gender
right.
swap, but it
right.
felt like Constantine.
Right, but here's the problem. She's not playing the iconic Silver Surfer. She's playing Shala Baal, which is a Silver Surfer that was in a small arc
universe. Oh, okay.
That has very little to no fanfare whatsoever.
Why do that?
But what if they have something where they want to tell a story, that's fine, but she is not playing the iconic Silver Surfer. She is playing a nobody gives a fuck about Silver Surfer. Shala Baal is very important because she was the love interest of Norrin Radd, who, because he wants to save her, becomes the Herald of Galactus and becomes Silver Surfer.
Right.
She then becomes a Silver Surfer later on in a different universe when...
Right, but that's, you're not telling that story. You know what I mean? So it's just like, stop pretending.
Right. But so when everybody comes out and bitches and moans and says, but she's not playing the iconic Silver Surfer, you're not giving us the iconic Silver Surfer that we want. You're giving us a female Silver Surfer that was on like two stories, right, or two comic
now,
issues.
You can gender swap the iconic Silver Surfer.
Sure.
And it can still be the iconic Silver Surfer. No problem there.
Right.
But you're not doing that.
Right. And so...
And instead of them going, oh, that's what you guys mean when you're mad about it, because, you know, we fucked up, it's not the iconic Silver Surfer. No. You go, oh, you're just mad it's a woman. It's right. Like, no, I'm mad that you're fucking lying about the character.
Right. But see, that's the thing. So you gaslight everybody. Everybody then makes their complaints about what you're doing and what you're saying. And everybody's saying, but why aren't you giving us the iconic Silver Surfer? If you're telling, you know, this is the first Fantastic Four that Marvel is doing, why aren't we getting? Now, maybe we are. Maybe in the course of this movie, you are getting that. And that's the Silver Surfer going forward. Because I think that this is going to be in a different universe, this Fantastic Four movie.
Okay. Okay.
Based upon the kind of the art that we've shown, been shown, it looks like it's not the 1960s New York that would be in the 616.
I mean, here's the thing. I'm on board. I'm willing to give, you know, I got to see the trailer, obviously, but I'm willing to give Fantastic Four a chance. I've been waiting for something.
I mean, I'm dead against Pedro Pascal, but that being said, I'll give it its opportunity.
Even being dead set against him, it's not going to ruin the movie.
Probably not.
I would be high, you know, even though he doesn't really have the look, right? He's got the acting chops to pull off of
Reed
Richards.
Sure.
And so ultimately, I think, you know, you have a strong actor who I don't think you have to worry about. You know what I mean? Like, he's not going to be the reason this
tanks. I don't think that would be the case. But it's more of, you know, then you've got people who, you know, then start, oh, everybody's a misogynist, everybody's a racist, we can't have a woman. And it's like, you can, but why can't you just say what it is for what it is? Why can't you say, this is not the iconic Silver Surfer? This is a Silver Surfer that is actually kind of meaningless in the comics.
Right, but just say who it is.
Yeah, we're just telling this story with a female Silver Surfer, but it's not the, this isn't the, she's not taking the place of the iconic Silver Surfer. This is something totally different. And if you did that out of the gate, if you just let everybody know, but instead you make it sound like she's going to be the iconic Silver Surfer.
Right.
And people are like, but why aren't you giving us the one that we want? Why aren't you giving us the one that we love? And all of it, and immediately everybody rejects it, and then you hide behind the shield of, oh, you're a misogynist, you don't like women, you're racist, you know the DEI protection shield comes up.
Yeah, but I think that shield is a bit rusty now.
Oh, it's not doing any good anymore. It has fallen. But, you know, then let me give you another example.
Sure.
We get the announcement that they're going to redo Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right. It was kind of up in the air for a while.
Yeah.
And we weren't sure if it was going to be sort of a sequel to the last one,
right,
with Johnny Depp, or if it was going,
right,
to be,
and then, you know,
the Margot Robbie thing.
Right.
And then,
you know, Margot Robbie pretty much said, you know, it's dead in the water.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you know, Jerry Bruckheimer says, oh, no, we're moving forward, but it's no longer with Margot Robbie.
Fucking 90-something-year-old Jerry Bruckheimer.
Yeah. And so, you know, they tried to get Johnny Depp, but, you know, they only wanted him for a cameo so he can kind of pass the
door.
No, he told them to go fuck themselves.
Right.
He said he's never going to work for them again.
No, either,
and rightfully so.
Right. Either you're going to put me in as Jack Sparrow, give me a movie, or go fuck yourself.
But then you got, you know, but you have a female black, you know, probably LGBTQ.
Here's the thing. It doesn't, especially with that property, it doesn't matter who you put in that role. It's not Jack Sparrow.
Right.
That's the only thing that matters in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right.
So if you, it doesn't matter if you put a man, a white man, a black woman, a gay man, a gay woman, doesn't matter.
Right.
Because it's not Jack Sparrow.
Right.
So you will never, you're never going to get, you know, the fans on board with
right,
that.
Right, but then you're told, oh no, this is a female pirate, not replacing Jack Sparrow. This is just a different pirate.
Right, but the thing is,
with a different story.
I like pirates fine, but I'm not interested in the Pirates of the Caribbean universe.
No.
Without Jack Sparrow.
Exactly, and that again goes to the point. Everybody said,
here's the thing, Black Sails, love it.
Sure.
Good stuff. That's just separate.
Yeah, I mean, pirate
right.
shows
that's just
and
separate
movies
pirate
are fine.
Shit. You can have men, you can have women, you mm-hmm. can have, what's her name? Anne, well, you know, she had the red hair or whatever. She was killing people, whatever. Yeah, she was a real pirate. Get off my fucking back.
Yeah, no, this is who they're, this is who they're
but
using,
all,
the
but
same,
all I'm saying
the
is,
same pirate.
Right, but I don't, and look, if you were just making a pirate movie, sure, I'd be down for that, whatever.
Right.
But you're not. You're making a fucking Pirates
right.
of the Caribbean movie, and you don't have Jack
right.
Sparrow.
And this is...
And you don't have Barbossa.
No.
Right. So what the fuck
but
do
here,
I care?
Right. And that's the thing. Everybody's saying, either give us Pirates with Johnny Depp, or don't give it to us at all because we don't want it.
Right.
We don't want
right.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Give the script to Fox and just make a pirate movie.
Right. But see, that's the... And so here again, but now again, oh, you don't like it. It's a female lead. She's a person of color. This
no,
theory,
it's, right?
It's
like not,
no,
nobody fucking cares
right.
about that. You can have a person of color as the female lead in a pirate movie,
right?
But if you don't have Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean, I'm out.
Right, and that's what everybody said. No one wants it. And here again is why I'm saying, you know, Hollywood is gaslighting. Everybody's saying we don't want this. You can make it. You have every right to make whatever movie you want. You own the IPs. But everybody's saying, we're not going to support it. Here's why we're not going to support it. We're not going to support it just because she's female. We're not going to support it because we don't want a Pirates of the Caribbean that doesn't star Jack Sparrow. If it doesn't star Jack Sparrow,
and not,
we're not,
not
interested.
Not Jack Sparrow, someone else.
Right.
Johnny Depp,
right.
Jack
that's
Sparrow.
It. That's it.
That's all... That's the only ticket we're buying
right.
is that.
Right.
Otherwise,
and,
your pirate movie
and so
sucks.
The, right. So the paying audience has told you, you either give us Jack Sparrow as played by Johnny Depp, or whatever you do, we're not coming. And, you know, and again, all you're hearing is, oh, racism.
You don't want to support.
Misogyny.
Right. You don't want to support a female-led
yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean movie. And it's like, I don't want to support anyone that's not Jack Sparrow,
right.
Pirates of the Caribbean, doesn't matter what the sex
right,
is.
Right, exactly. And here again, your paying audience is telling you where your folly is, and you don't listen. And all you want to do is gaslight everybody because you want it to be what how you
but,
want
but
it to be.
But here's the thing. It's cool. Like, if you want to do that, I'm with you. You own the IP.
Sure.
So do what you got to do. But you can't cry when people don't show up to it.
Right. And like, you know, did you see the Acolyte trailer?
No, I didn't even bother.
All right. So here's the thing.
It's already canceled.
Yeah. Here's the thing. It like we just said, it's your property and you can do with it as you want, right? You made a choice to make this Disney Plus show. And it is what it is. You know, Leslie Headland, you know.
Harvey Weinstein's
ex-secretary. The guy who was feeding Harvey Weinstein his women.
Right, allegedly.
Yeah.
Look, I got to keep you honest.
Well,
got to
yeah,
keep you honest.
Maybe.
Well,
allegedly.
Unless it comes out in
right.
court, you got to, you know.
But.
You don't want to get libel.
Right. But at the end of the day, she said, I'm making it all about my queer upbringing. Right? Then we heard, you know, the star. Oh, you know, this show is making it a safe place for black nerds because, you know, Star Wars was never that prior to this show coming out.
Lando Calrissian.
Well, you got Lando, you got Mace Windu, you got Finn. It goes on and on, but okay. Point being is, it is what it is, and you can make a queer, all female, I hate men, I'm going to take down the patriarchy show. If no one watches it, understand that you didn't make it for anybody that wants to watch Star Wars.
But the
you
thing
didn't.
Is, right? The thing is that if you look at Star Wars, right? Mm-hmm. If you look at it, you know, the original three, it's a galactic space opera. It's not that deep,
right.
Man.
No,
it's just good versus evil.
Right.
You know. And what you're trying to do is add these layers of complexity that it doesn't need.
But everybody has said, we're not interested. This
no.
isn't for us.
It's not.
So
and
you
it's
can
not even,
make it.
Here's the thing. You could make her show with her cast of characters. And if the writing was fucking spot on and you were telling a cool story, sure. But it's just more High Republic bullshit that nobody liked when it was a comic book.
Right. And the thing is, though, but you are making sure that everybody understands what this is about.
Right. You're clear. You've told us what it is. Right.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen the trailer. And at least for me, I'm all set with that.
Right. And you have, you know, almost 700,000 dislikes on their official trailer. So again,
and the thing is, look, you're going to have there are shitheads.
Sure, of course there are.
There's a percentage, but in your mind, you think all 700 are these shitheads, and it's like that's not the case.
Right. And so the thing is, you made it clear what this is,
right?
And we, the paying audience, made it clear that our disinterest,
right? And it's just so, like, look, that this is not start. This is not. The Star Wars that I want to be
right.
part of.
So again, when these things come out, if they flop, you can't hide behind all of these things you've been trying to hide behind, because that wall has crumbled. The wall has come down on all
thing.
Of that stuff.
If Acolyte comes out and it's fucking awesome and everyone's talking about it, I'm happy to admit I'm wrong.
Sure.
I'll give it a watch and go, oh shit, my bad.
Right.
Way to go.
And that's the thing, you know. I know what they're trying to keep on putting these out, because they think eventually one of them is going to come through and they're going to say, see, we told you.
But it's not.
It's going to take, you know, 30 failures, but one does well. And you're going to try to say this is the movement and whatever. And that's fine. I hope that one of these things does well. We need these things to do well for these things
to
survive.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like Bad Batch does pretty good. That's fine.
Yeah, it is what it is. But that's a kid's cartoon. You know what I mean? Like, that's a different type of audience.
But the thing for me is, right, is that they've never, like, if you want to tell adult Star Wars shit, mm-hmm. I just want to see Vader go fuck some shit up. Like, that's what I would like to see, is Vader running around the galaxy. You know, they have those comics. They do pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Show us Vader in his in his habitat,
right?
If that's not what you're going to do, then Star Wars is generally for a younger audience.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're doing is you're telling an adult story that none of the adults are interested in.
Right, but again, if you tell good stories,
and look, I've heard some positive stuff. I heard that the designs of the aliens look good.
Sure,
okay, great, cool, but like,
yeah, but you know, here again, name me a Star Wars movie or show that's come out where the visuals have been the problem.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? Like, that's never where people are complaining.
No.
There's been some spots here and there that
don't come out good, but that's never really the issue. It's, you know, Industrial Light and Magic is not going to fuck shit up.
No, but, you know, but the thing is, it's like...
Yeah, the Acolyte, and it's interesting that, you know, it's canceled.
Yeah.
That's it, one season.
Yeah. Well, again, because... You saw the reaction to, you know, the most downvoted trailer in Star Wars history. The only one that's been downvoted. So that's how much people are already hating and don't want to see this. But again, you are free to make whatever you want. But if it fails and it fails miserably, you have no shield to hide behind other than you didn't make it for an audience. You made it for the people in the room
Here's something that I think is kind of interesting is, you know, you take something like The Acolyte, mm-hmm. right? Which in scope is incredibly large.
Yeah.
Right? You're trying to tell a pretty massive story.
Sure.
Well, shitting on pre-established lore.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, how are you gonna... That's why it doesn't work, because you're shitting on the stuff that's already been laid down instead of... And the same thing happened with The Last Omen, right? You can't diverge from the path. It has to lead into
right.
what is there.
Right. And, you know, again, when you're sitting there saying, well, the Sith are underdogs and there's really no good in bad, it's like, no. That is fundamentally
never,
wrong.
That is never how it was.
Right. You're telling a fundamentally fucked up story.
Right. When they started that shit, when they were talking about how there's no good and evil and, you know, the Sith are misunderstood, I was like, I'm all set with that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, who is this fucking for?
Right.
Like, kids aren't looking for that.
No. And, you know, and then, you know, you hire people and one of the writers said, I was hired. I've never seen a Star Wars anything. Anything.
Here's the thing. I've been thinking about this a little bit, right? More so on the acting front.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be a fan of the property. You just have to respect it.
No.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Like you don't have to be Henry Cavill in The Witcher, right?
No.
You just have to understand that, you know, all right, this is a property that has done well. I got to do my homework a little bit. And, you know, I want to make sure that I'm honoring what's already
right.
there.
But I have no problem. Look, if you have somebody that knows pacing, if you have somebody that also can make sure you're looking at continuity, you have somebody that knows how to, you know, have the story flow, and it doesn't matter what the medium is, that's their forte. They know how to do those things to make a show work. I'm fine that you don't know what the property is. If you have one of those type of people in the writing room, because their job isn't to write the story, their job is to make sure that it
right,
flows from point A to
exactly,
point B properly.
Exactly.
I'm good with that. I'm perfectly fine with
but
that.
But if you have someone that's just like, if you're gonna be that, you know, big-headed mm-hmm. where, oh, I got hired to write the next Star Wars show, but I've never seen any Star
yeah.
Wars and I don't plan
yeah,
to. And
but,
it's just like, but how are you going to write
right.
something good if you don't even understand anything
yeah.
about it? I'm not saying you got to fucking sit there and watch all the lore videos and everything, but at least, you know,
yeah.
understand what you're writing
but,
about.
But, you know, Nerdrotic put out a video that showed the writers for all the different Marvel shows. And he just, it was a montage of all of them talking about never reading a comic or knowing anything about the character.
And the thing is
and all those
okay.
shows flopped.
But that's okay as long as you go and read the fucking comics you get hired.
No, what I'm saying is they were hired when they did the show. They didn't do any
that's
homework
what I'm saying.
At all.
I don't mind.
And all those
I don't
shows
mind if you
flopped.
Get hired and you're like, I've never read a comic book.
Yeah. Then
and
educate
then,
yourself
right,
before
right.
we get
figure
to the writer's
out, figure
room.
Figure out, you know, what this character is
yeah,
about.
Exactly. If you did that, that's fine. But these people don't. They don't know anything about the lore, anything about the characters, anything that makes them tick. And they write it to the way they think it should be or want it to be.
Like the
and then
right
these
to,
shows flop.
The right way to do She-Hulk would have been, you know, to keep some of her elements from the comic books, but
mm-hmm.
obviously dial it way back.
Right.
Right. And inject some humor, not shitting on men.
Which was a ridiculous thing to do.
Right. And just, you know, your job as a modern day writer is to take, you know, the sex symbol She-Hulk and dial that back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what you should be trying to do.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be trying to change your fucking personality.
Yeah. Yeah. And not, you know, hey, you know, cousin Bruce, I know that, you know, you battled aliens. I know that you almost died. You're scarred.
You watched the light leave your friend's eyes.
Yeah. You have a scar up, burnt up one side of your body, but you don't know any real loss, because I've been catcalled on my way to the office, and I have struggle. You, not so much.
Yeah, it's just that line will forever.
Right. So
stay
when
with
you
me.
Write stuff like that, and the show is hated, and people
but it's hated. You know that's hated because it's like, yeah, but we just spent the last 10 years watching Bruce go through this struggle.
Right.
Like we've invested 10 years with this guy, and for her to just like minimalize.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, I'm the best Hulk. Day one, I'm the best Hulk. And she said it the show.
Yeah, but that would be like if Florence Pugh's Black Widow or whatever came on to the next Avengers and was just like, Natasha, what the fuck did she do?
Yeah, yeah. She did nothing compared to what I did.
Right.
What have you done?
Right.
I've done nothing yet, but that nothing I've done yet
but
is
I'm the
better
best.
Than anything that she could ever do.
Right.
And that's what we get.
Oh, she sacrificed herself for humanity? Like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, how do you fucking, it's the same thing.
Right. But, and then like I said, you own these properties and you're free to do what you want, but we're free to say no. We're free to keep our money in our wallets and not watch these things.
It's not us saying don't make a She-Hulk show. It's us saying if you're going to make a She-Hulk show, make it right.
But on the flip side, if you're going to make a Pirates of the Caribbean without Johnny Depp, then don't. There are certain things that you shouldn't do.
Here's the thing. You guys haven't been making $1 billion.
Right.
Right? Those days are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Not for everybody, but I think for Disney.
And, and the thing, too, is, how many people are not going to go see that movie just because of how you fucked over Johnny Depp? Right? I mean, you're going to get people that won't watch it for that reason.
Right, for sure. And I don't fall into that camp. Like,
no, nor do
whatever.
I, but...
It was a shitty thing to do.
But you will get
like,
people that will do that. But you'll get a boycott.
Sure, for sure. But I'm not seeing it because I have no interest in seeing a Pirates movie without Johnny Depp.
Right. Same with me. Same with me.
That's
zero interest.
It's as simple as that.
Right.
Like,
but don't use it as saying we don't want strong female lead characters or people of color can't be in the lead.
Yeah, but you can't. But you can't because we have Poor Things, we have Fallout, we have Last of Us,
right?
We have Wonder Woman, we have strong female leads that we like.
Right, there's plenty. And again, I think the new Aliens, right? Aliens that's coming out is a female lead, right?
Perfect.
And if it's good, it's good. And if it sucks, it sucks.
Right.
But it's not because. Anybody, not because no one's going to give it a chance.
I mean, who
because there's a female lead.
Who doesn't love Alien?
I don't know anybody.
Ripley is the shit.
Well, that's probably the greatest female lead character that there is.
Well,
right?
I mean, aside from Jennifer Lawrence,
she created it all.
She's the second female action hero,
Yeah, she's the first. She said she was the first.
No, I'm saying. Ripley, but, obviously, is the second.
So, well, Ripley's
it's
the second.
It's like a weird time travel thing. But that's the thing is, like, we're good with having strong female leads.
Hey, if you don't like Sarah Connor, then you're out of your fucking mind.
No shit, man.
Right? I mean,
and here's the thing, though. With Ripley, though, those aliens fuck her up. Like, she's not stronger than the fucking aliens.
Same with Sarah Connor.
Right.
I mean, same with Terminator.
Right, exactly. You're not beating the machine.
Right. So, don't give us the, and you could add Jennifer Lawrence in the Hunger Games in that, because, again, she...
Yeah, I would say if you look at the Hunger Games, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, she's a strong female lead, and you get behind her.
Yeah, and she, she didn't have it handed to her. She had to, she had to go on that journey, right? She did not just...
Well, she made a, there is that hero's journey, but it's, it's an act of selflessness to begin the whole thing, right? So we're already on board with her because we're like, oh, you're not, you're saving your sister, you're all right.
And whether, you think Jennifer Lawrence is an absolute dipshit for what she said, take that out of it. And just, there are plenty of examples. Wonder Woman, another example. you know, going back to even Linda Carter.
Right. And, she was huge.
Look at the Bionic Woman, right?
Yep.
Another one out of the 70s. Going back to the 70s when we're talking about Linda Carter and we're talking about the Bionic Woman. Don't give me that. So stop with that shit. Stop with the, we don't accept female leads. No, your stories suck. You're not trying to entertain us.
So here's the thing, right? Is you could plug male leads into any of these stories that we say suck.
Mm-hmm.
And they would still suck.
Absolutely they would.
Like Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, even if Chadwick was still alive, would still be kind of boring.
Right. Look at Captain Marvel, right?
Yeah.
Flip Brie Larson and Jude Law.
Fuck that. It's still boring.
It would suck just the same.
Right.
It would
Captain Marvel might not be as... but
maybe.
But again, I don't even think she's... It's not even that she gives off anything more than meh.
Yeah, but that... But
you know what I'm saying, though? Right. Like, it's not...
But
it's
the
not
writing
like,
of that was terrible. Yeah, that was a boring movie.
I fucking watched The Marvels because I wanted to give it a fair shake.
Yeah.
And it was boring.
Right. It's your writing has been awful. And so
right,
stop...
Just own up to
right.
that. You
so
know what I mean?
Stop...
You wanted to do diversity and inclusion, which was, a good thing to do. But
sure.
instead of doing it like a human, you mm-hmm. did it like a robot. You made a checklist, and now everything has to follow that checklist.
Right.
So instead of it just being, again, Fallout,
mm-hmm.
you know, they were injured, and it's yeah. just like, yeah, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Like, you fit the pronoun in, right? And again, they were definitely non-binary, mm-hmm. and I was like, but we're not calling it, it has nothing to do
right.
with anything.
But see, here's now where because you've done this, Hollywood, you have really made it difficult for everybody. Because did you see the Romeo and Juliet announcement with Tom Holland as Romeo?
Yeah, and they had an African-American girl
right.
as Juliet.
And it's getting tons of backlash, where 900 black actors, I guess, have, like, written in about some sort of racial abuse she was getting. I didn't see any of that, so I don't know that that's true or not. Here's the thing, that because you've leaned so hard into the DE&I, and because you've done this, this is a play on Broadway. Who gives a fuck what skin color
the actors are?
I
totally agree. And even if you want to be a fucking, oh, well, Verona, Italy, blah, blah, blah. Like, okay. But you could tell, like, you know, what's that one with DiCaprio and shit? Like, you could have a black lead there. And you're right. It is a play.
Right.
Fucking cares.
This isn't Cleopatra where you were. Where you were trying to make it, where this was a factual biography.
Juliet's not real.
Right. She's not real. Yes. Italy is real. The time in which this takes place is real. Would there be a black woman? No, there would not. We get it. We understand.
Right. But,
this is a play.
Right. And you have to elevate it a little bit, right? It's a Shakespearean play.
Yeah.
So the best actor should play the role.
Right.
And if she's the best actor for Juliet, who fucking cares what
right.
color her skin
but
is?
Because Hollywood has made this such an issue.
Yeah.
This is what you get now. This is what you get. You're
I'm
going
be honest
to
with
get
you, though.
People to go at it.
I don't think Tom Holland is Romeo.
No, I don't think he's... I don't see that as being a good casting.
No,
to be
neither
perfectly
do I. I'm more upset about that.
Yeah, but you know, but this is the thing. People are losing their mind, and it's like, yeah, because you have created this toxic environment,
yeah,
Hollywood.
So, but here's something kind of on the flip side that I've seen. So they got that new Outlaws game coming out, Star Wars Outlaws, right? And they, you know, here's the thing. I'm okay with having the female character as the lead. I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we can all get on the same page and go, well, she's not better than Boba Fett.
Right.
And as long as we're on that page,
yeah,
just like Cal Kestis ran away from Darth Vader. Like,
yeah,
he's not better than,
yeah,
Darth Vader.
But
it doesn't matter if it's your game.
But did you see the model that they used?
Well, I wanted to talk.
What the fuck
hold
did
on.
They do there?
I wanted to talk about that for a minute. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
But if I'm a model,
oh, if she's
and I'm getting here's the and thing. I'm getting paid for my likeness.
If she's upset about it, that's one thing. If she doesn't care,
if she hasn't
made
a statement,
right? If she hasn't made a statement, who cares? Like right. this
but,
is
but,
something.
But why hire her then?
Right
is
but,
what I
but
don't
here's,
get.
Here's the thing: is that I don't care what people look like. Like I don't need everyone to be, you know, golden ratioed.
No.
I don't care what you do.
No.
People bitch about who's the chick who plays Waller in Suicide Squad? Not
Viola Davis.
No. In the game.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
She was in Deborah something her name is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, though?
I can't think of her
name.
And
the thing is people bitch about her, and they're like, why is this lady always, you know, and it's like, she's good in it. Like, who fucking cares? What do you fucking care?
Yeah. Look, here again.
Now, here's the thing. I saw the comparisons.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just the hair or the face. Like, I don't know what happened there, right?
Yeah.
But if that's what they want to go with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Whatever.
Yeah, I just don't know why you'd hire a model looks the way looks to make a character that looks the way she looks. Like, I don't know why you did that. That's what I don't understand. And if I was getting paid for my likeness, and that's what you turned me into, I'd be offended. I would. If that were me and I was a model, I'd be offended. As a gamer, who gives a shit? Who gives
right.
a shit
and
as far as the gameplay goes?
And that's who
goes.
Seems to be up in arms about it, is they're just like, oh, you know, every woman in gaming has to be ugly now. Yeah. And it's like, what do you fucking care? Yeah. What do you care?
Because let's be honest, Viola Davis doesn't look like Amanda Waller in the comics and in the games.
Well, no.
So,
no.
You know.
well, when she has can.
yeah. So.
You know. No, all I'm saying is that, you know, appearance, and that was the same thing with Ariel and the Little Mermaid. Who fucking cares?
Yeah,
who cares?
Right. Exactly. Who cares? And again, like we've talked about, there are people that are going to. It is what
right,
it is.
Right. There are those shitheads. Right.
Right.
And the thing is, right. I don't. At the end of the day, the Zegler Snow White thing, her being Latina didn't bother me. Do her up. Her up the right way. And I know. Snow White.
That's the only thing that bothers me is that because that's a character trait.
But here's the thing, right? If you do her up the right way and you make her look like Snow White and everything, I'm on board with that. But then when you start getting weird with the fucking Seven Dwarfs and then it can't be,
right.
It's like magical creatures. And I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing?
But the thing is, if you didn't make everything, if you didn't make your agenda, if you didn't make the message, if you didn't make your DE&I the front foremost most important thing, people will suspend disbelief. So even though Snow White's skin color is a trait of the character, people would be forgiven if you're going to be true to the story and true to the character. People would give that oversight and they'd be like, well, you know, it is a little off from the character. But overall, she looks and embodies that character.
Look at
so
Catwoman.
Cool.
Look at Catwoman.
Yeah.
She's been every race under the sun.
Right.
Nobody gives a fuck.
No, because Catwoman has always been
as long as
pretty
she's
true to the character.
Right.
I mean, the Halle Berry one was a different version.
Sure, and that was a little bit of a disaster.
Which sucks.
But
it was a terrible movie.
No,
but she looked good.
But
she wasn't Selena Kyle.
Right, that's true too. But the thing is, right? It doesn't matter.
No.
What race
right.
Catwoman
just
is.
Just like
right?
just like if you wanna make friggin', you know, the same girl that was in, you know, Halle Bailey, if you wanted her to be Poison Ivy in James Gunn's new DC universe, yeah,
no
fine.
Problem. No
whatever.
Problem. Yep.
Is she good? Is the character true, and are you telling an entertaining story?
Right, it's a
two-part
thing.
That's all I give a shit about.
Is she a good actor, and you know, have you written the character true to form?
Can you make me believe that you're Poison Ivy? That's all I care about. I don't care about your skin color. I care about, do you embody the character?
Right.
Right, and so as long as you're doing that, All of it's fine, except you know, Hollywood is using it as their protection. When these things flop, they're using these things to as their reasoning for flopping. Not because you're not telling a good story, not because you're not entertaining. This is, you know, you're using these as gaslighting reasons.
Oh, it's wild.
Right. And so,
but that's why I get so excited when, you know, Last of Us, Fallout, mm-hmm. Poor Things, things like those come along, because it's just like,
because it proves the narrative wrong.
But it's ammunition on our side of the argument.
Exactly.
Right.
It is.
Instead of it just being, you know, oh, there aren't enough, you know, women centric stories, and it's like, I agree, but tell a good fucking story.
Right. And that's all that we're asking for.
So before we put this to bed, mm-hmm. I just wanted to know what your reaction was to the Joker trailer.
I'm on board.
So am I. But it does kind of take away from the first movie.
Sure. And here's the thing. I think making a second movie was a terrible idea.
Huge mistake.
For that reason.
Huge
for
mistake.
For the reason that you are going to take away from the first. That movie should have been a singular movie, and that was it. Because you hit a grand slam home run with that movie, and anything you do after that is going to tarnish it.
Right.
So it was a massive mistake to make a second one.
Yeah, that's what it was for me, is it was more about, you know, when I saw Arthur again, I was mm-hmm. like, I shouldn't be seeing him.
Right.
Like, the last time I saw him, he was running with the blood on his shoes, and that was supposed to be my final image of him. Right? And then my brain does what it does.
Mm-hmm.
But now, even if it's a great movie, right, it's never going to be as good as the first one.
No.
So even if it's great, it's still taking away from the first one.
Yeah. But I think that what it's going to do is I think it's going to be something that is so...
It looks outlandish.
Yeah. Like, it's so out there that it's going to connect to the first one, but it's not, if you know what I'm trying to say.
Like, it's not to sound like an asshole, but it's very avant-garde.
Yeah.
Is kind of the impression that I get.
Yeah, like this is almost, to me, like this has to be in his head.
Right.
It can't even be real.
It's just got to go in and out, right, with the unreliable narrator.
Yeah,
right?
That's the only thing I can think of, is that he's having this is all hallucinations, and he's in his cell, and he's just, you know, he sees, you know, maybe he sees her, and he's concocting all this shit.
So the way that I kind of interpreted the trailer anyway is that some of it is happening in reality,
mm-hmm.
and then some of it is, you know, then his brain kind of runs away with it.
Yeah.
So, like, I think he breaks out. I think that happens.
Probably.
But I think, you know, when there's a fucking musical number, I think that shit is in his head.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, are they really both dancing on the staircase, you know?
Right,
and,
right.
With all people. Like, is that shit happening? Like, I can't think that
that shit's not happening.
Right, and they're singing. Like, I can't think that that's happening in real life.
Right, and I kind of, I don't know, I think it's an interesting interpretation of the Joker's madness.
Yeah.
Right?
It is.
One that's a little more grounded in reality.
Mm-hmm.
And... yeah, I'm on. I mean, this year, this October.
Yeah.
So I'm on board with that.
I'm on board because, you know, again, I think it's going to be a good movie.
Yeah, so do I.
In and of itself. But I do think it's going to tarnish the first one, because I don't think you should have ever made a second one.
No, because you know what it is? Is the first one kind of ends on that almost melancholic despair, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just the fact that there's more after that.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Yeah, no. I mean, you know, it peaked. The ending peaked for that whole, you know, that whole movie. Like, yeah, he's running around. You got to assume he got caught, more than likely, running around the asylum as he's being chased, right? So you got to assume he didn't get out.
Right, but it's kind of, you know, you just interpret that, you know, it was always this battle between Arthur and the Joker, and mm-hmm. the Joker won.
Yeah, and so he's just going to, you know, he's just descended into complete and utter madness, and that's where he's going to be, locked up in Arkham, and he's just, you know.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm ready for it. I'm ready to give it a go, you know?
Yeah, me too.
All right, so let's put this one to bed. That was a lot. That's pretty, you know, it's a pretty chunky episode.
Yeah, welcome back.
What do you got going on?
Art.
Just seen art, it. Art, I'm watching it. Yeah. You're on the TikTok these days.
On the TikTok, you know, I'm going to be dropping the episode 3 of my comic strip Tulip is going to be out next week.
Nice.
So we're going to have that. You know, we're going to start preparing for chapter 3 of Eva on Webtoons. 1 and 2 are out now. And then just hit the socials for, you know, daily, or I should say weekly art, sometimes daily. Check the TikTok because we make some, you know, get some videos up there. So yeah, the a lot going on.
When the muse inspires, right?
Right, exactly.
All right, guys. So that's episode 94 of the cast. But what do you guys think? Did you see The Last Omen? Did they just put John Carpenter's name under Suburban Screams? Do you wish there was a season 2 of Suburban Screams? Did you see Imaginary? What are your thoughts on Fallout? And how do you feel about this Hollywood gaslighting situation? Do you think that we're accurate with our opinion, or do you think we're a couple of assholes who don't know what we're talking about? And are you excited for the Joker? Let us know in the comments. All right, crew. Catch you on the next one.